One of the things to think about when you are expanding and when you're growing is, do I need to go to the transfer portal and find production, or am I going to go and try to develop potential? Sometimes it's definitely one or the other. Other times it may be a combination.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Hey, everyone. So I love college sports. I mean, look at the office behind me. A lot of Auburn sports, basketball, football, baseball, obviously not been great, but I love college athletics. At this time of the year, college athletics are slowing down. We're in the middle of the NBA playoffs, and I love the NBA and I love professional sports as well, but not nearly as much as college. Well, I recently saw where the statistics have shared that this is the lowest number of non-seniors that are entering the drafts of the respective sports. That means more athletes are staying in school. Well, if you only heard that, you would think that's a great thing. And in some respects, it is. But one of the things that's very debatable at this point is what the transfer portal has done for college athletics. Personally, I hate a lot of it. I think that there definitely should be the opportunity for a kid, male or a female, to be able to transfer one time. I think if the coach leaves or gets fired, I definitely can understand why that may be one of the areas that you may say, hey, they get to transfer for that reason as well. So I think that there are some legitimate reasons why in college, kids should be able to move around. But it has really fractured college sports, and it's made it really difficult for coaches to be able to build cultures. Okay, Bradley, what does this have to do with me and my small business? I want you to think about, when you are recruiting, do you want to go to the transfer portal, or are you going to try to develop talent? If you're developing talent, let's go back to our analogy. Let's just take college football. It's the biggest, even far bigger than college basketball. It brings in the most revenue. College coaches are looking for talent in one of two places. They are either going to go to the high school ranks, and they are looking for kids that they believe have the potential to develop into contributors or even great players on their team. Whereas in the transfer portal, what are college coaches looking for in the transfer portal? They are not looking for potential. They are looking for production. And let's just zone in on one functional role or position on a college football team, and that is the quarterback. If you think about some of the kids that have played at maybe lesser known conferences, maybe even at a lower division, and they're in the quarterback position, but they put up good numbers, it's almost without fail, at least with the current rules, every year, those quarterback positions are highly coveted. In fact, garnering millions of dollars for that kid and his family to be able to come to an SEC school, a Big Ten school, ACC, etc. And the reason is because that kid put up numbers in a different conference or a lower tier Division II, Division III. That kid had production, and they believe that they can transfer that production onto their football team. Whereas by contrast, if you look at a quarterback, say an Arch Manning, who obviously has an incredible pedigree with his father and his uncles, Peyton and Eli, they recruited him as a five-star quarterback because of the potential that he would bring from the high school ranks into college. So back to you and your small business. One of the things to think about when you are expanding and when you're growing is, do I need to go to the transfer portal and find production, or am I going to go and try to develop potential? Sometimes it's definitely one or the other. Other times, It may be a combination. There is a business owner I was working with. I just brought on four new roles, a couple service, couple sales. They went to the transfer portal for two of those. They went and found people that they feel like have the raw ingredients that they can develop. I'm going to do an episode on this later on that's going to be on, hey, you either are buying the talent or you're building the talent. And it's really a little bit kind of long what we're talking about here. When you go to the transfer portal, depending on the industry you're in, you're going in looking for someone who has done the thing. In one of the companies I'm a part of, an exterior remodeling company, we need to go and find a competent, qualified office manager. Well, we can go into potential, try to find someone that we feel like has some of the skill sets, but has never been an office manager before. Or we could go to the transfer portal and find someone who's in that position currently, but maybe is looking to make a little bit more money, maybe looking for a different opportunity, looking for a different culture, looking for a different just work schedule potentially. And that's what we found. We felt like that we needed somebody that did not already had some of the skills, already had some of the experience that we were looking for. And we did. Her name's Natalie. And by the way, she's doing phenomenally well. It's because we consciously said, let's go find someone that already has this skill set and bring it in, as opposed to developing someone. Now, the other side of that would be maybe someone in sales. We just hired someone in sales in that company. We went to the transfer portal, literally went to a competitor and found someone who we felt like would better fit our culture, wanted to sell our products, and is already in a couple months and doing a phenomenal job. But the next sales rep hire is probably going to be on potential. We're going to look for maybe somebody that's been in sales, but is kind of new, kind of green, wants to learn, has some of the things of hard work, determination, ambition, drive, and just a stone cold killer salesperson. That's probably where we're going next. So that's a good mindset, or at least it's been helpful for us to have a mindset of, are we going to the transfer portal because we want production? Somebody's already done the thing. Or are we going to go and develop potential? So which one is it for you? I'd love to know and hear your thoughts. By the way, we went on social. You can follow me and us on Instagram. Go to follow us at above the business or above underscore the underscore business on Instagram. You can connect with us on LinkedIn as well. Also, we have a leadership workshop that is coming up Tuesday, May the 19th. Go to workshop.blueprintos.com. Totally free. Bring your managers to this one. We've never brought team members to it. But in this one, we're going to talk about the business owner that's wanting to develop a leadership team. But also, we're going to speak to how can you continue to develop your leaders in your organization currently. So invite them. Look forward to that on Tuesday, May the 19th. Go to workshop.blueprintos.com. All right, everyone. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.